Another rough season for Chilkat king salmon is predicted this year, so much so that the Haines Sportsman Association voted this week to cancel the annual Haines King Salmon Derby. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Rich Chapel says the king forecast predicts that if normal fishing continued this season, the number of Chilkat kings that make it up the river to the spawning grounds would fall below the escapement goal. That poor forecast triggers the low abundance management plan that calls for closing Chilkat Inlet to sport and commercial fishing through the end of June, Chapel says.
We're putting into action the part of the Chilkat King Salmon Management Plan that tells us what to do in years when abundance is low, and that is to close Chilkat Inlet to sport fishing through June 30th.
Most of the fish landed in the Derby are caught around Chilkat Inlet, said organizer Tony DeWitt. She says the association decided with that area closed, it would be difficult to make the Derby worth the effort and cost.
You know, and we don't have a lot of confidence that we can hold the Derby on the town side because, you know, probably 90% of the fish are caught on the cannery side.
This would have been the 37th Derby that normally runs over two weekends in late May and early June. Last year, the event offered $21,000 in donated cash and prizes for the top fish in several categories. The Derby was previously canceled in 2008 to help conserve the run and was canceled for several years in the 1990s. The Chilkat Run has missed escapement goal in the last 3 years. Last year was the second lowest escapement since the in-river tagging study began in 1991. But Chapel says the additional conservation measures this year will hopefully support a healthy run.
We believe that taking this conservation action and closing Chilkat Inlet to king salmon fishing for the main fishery, which is, you know, in May and June of each year, we believe that will help achieve the escapement that we need to keep this run going.
The low forecast for this season means commercial and subsistence fisheries will also be affected. Biologist Randy Bachman says he will move the line south of Chilkat Inlet for the commercial gillnet fleet for the first week or two of the season. He will also move the line south for subsistence fishing. Normally, subsistence fishing opens the third Saturday in June in the Chilkat Inlet.
So what we're going to do in the subsistence fishery is move that line just a bit further south to the latitude of Koshu Island. And that'll provide a more of a milling zone for king salmon in the face of a smaller run. And also send a message to everybody that, you know, we're concerned about king salmon. We've always asked people to, you know, if they incidentally catch one, release it anyway.
As for the Derby, DeWitt says it's disappointing because many businesses and people donate time and money to the event that draws residents and visitors. But conservation is one of the mandates of the Sportsmen's Association, so DeWitt said the group understands the closure.
It's just sad. It's just a big part of our family's life, you know, and a lot of other people really enjoy it too.
Chilkat King aren't the only Chinooks in Southeast or state struggling in the last few years. Many king runs have been at record lows recently and affected opportunity allowed for different users.